After a tough year, Afghans are now preparing for an even harsher winter. Firewood, charcoal and heaters lie unused in shops and on the streets, beyond the reach of many Afghans who can't afford to keep themselves warm.
People are miserable. There are no salaries or work opportunities. The government needs to create jobs for the people and pay them salaries.
Since the Taliban took control in August, the United States has blocked billions of dollars of Afghanistan's overseas assets, leaving its already troubled economy in ruins. Unemployment, poverty, and hunger are forcing thousands of people to cross into neighboring Iran every day.
What should we do? Why isn't help being delivered? Why is their money blocked? Why does nobody deliver help to the people of Afghanistan? I mean help that would keep them in Afghanistan, help that stops them from leaving their homes and going to borders. Every single day, we have several thousand people at our borders with Afghanistan.
Iran hosts one of the largest number of Afghan refugees in the world. For decades, Afghans have been making their way across Iran's long eastern border. But aid agencies say the number of arrivals is increasing, and U.S. sanctions are also hurting aid efforts.
In Iran, there is already 3.5 to 4 million Afghans coming over the years over the border and from the fighting in Afghanistan. Now with 4,000 to 5,000 each day, Iran will be overwhelmed. There is not enough resources here to help them. So the international community has to help the neighboring countries. Inside Afghanistan, very much so, but also the neighboring countries, Iran and Pakistan.
For now, millions of Afghans are caught between starvation at home and displacement abroad, with little help in sight. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.
Okay, let's bring in Hassan Esfandiar. He is Director General for International Operations and Humanitarian Programs at the Iranian Red Crescent Society. He joins us now from Tehran. Thank you so much for joining us here on the NewsHour. Just start by giving us your analysis, if you would, on the scale of the refugee crisis. Can Iran cope with the number of people that it's seeing?
Well, thank you very much for providing the opportunity for me to discuss about the Afghan issues and the crisis at the border areas. As you properly mentioned, during last few months, the situation in Afghanistan has changed, and then we are facing the new development inside Afghanistan, which the consequences would be for the neighboring countries, especially Iran. Iran has a very long border with Afghanistan, which is about 940 kilometers. Neighboring three provinces to Afghanistan. When the situation gets deteriorated inside Afghanistan, then we as the Iranian Red Crescent, as the humanitarian organization which is responsible to respond any sort of the disaster in the country, try to make ourselves prepared to respond to the Afghan displaced population crisis or situation. So in this new situation, we try to provide the humanitarian services, which are the emergency sheltering, health, water and sanitation, hygiene, mm-hmm. and also at the same time, we are having the situation of COVID inside Iran and Afghanistan. So it's a very tough situation. The Iranian Red Crescent Society tried
With the influx, how well placed is the Iranian Red Crescent? Do you have the resources that you need?
Well, actually, we have had the contingency planning for the Afghan crisis together with the international organizations inside the country, especially the International Committee of Red Cross and International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. So the contingency planning has been provided to international donors and organizations to cover the requirements and needs of the Afghan displaced population for 3 months, 6 months, or even more. So the initial contingency planning is trying to cover the needs of 150,000 people for 3 months at the moment. So the Iranian Red Crescent is trying to provide the humanitarian services, especially for the relief and emergency sheltering, water sanitation, health, PGI, psychological supports, and so on. Mm. So these are the plans which we try to provide humanitarian services to them. But let me also reiterate that due to the current situation of sanctions to the country, unfortunately, we are not able or we were not able to receive the international donations assistance because the banking channels are blocked. And then we are not able to receive the humanitarian donations. So far, the Iranian Red Crescent tried to provide its own resources for the Afghan displaced populations who are approaching the border. As it is mentioned by your colleagues in the report, the average number of the populations who are approaching the Iranian borders are between 2,000 to 7,000 per day. So it's a huge number. But we were not yet faced with the influx of the Afghans. On the other side, the Iranian Red Crescent also tried to cover the needs inside Afghanistan. So we have prepared different humanitarian consignment, including the food items to Afghanistan.
Okay.
So far, we have sent the consignment to Kabul, as well as Herat, to be distributed and provided to the people inside Afghanistan. So
okay.
Now, in both sides, the Iranian Red Crescent is trying to provide humanitarian services.
Great.
Let me also reiterate and mention that the IFRC and the ICRC are also trying to assist the Iranian Red Crescent. Both of them are launching the appeal to seek assistance for the Afghan displaced population.
Okay, great. We'll have to leave it there for time. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it, Hassan Esfandiar.
Thank you so much.